Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right, this man, he was not on the winning team, but he was terrific as always. Ben Dobbin with Damien Cook.
It must be burning, mate. You guys, what a brutal game it was. Unfortunately, on the wrong side of the ledger tonight, but just so much hope for New South Wales after that performance.
Yeah, it was, mate. We come up here wanting to get the win. A lot of us haven't won up here before and wanted to get the series off to a good start and felt like we played some good footy, but, you know, Queensland, they played really well, played the whole 80, and they come flying out in the second half as well, and they took their half opportunities, and hopefully Gags can do that for us on the weekend too.
Look, at half-time, you guys are leading. You did it well. I know Queensland bombed a few tries. It did look like when you came back out, you guys were a bit flat. Half-time, probably you wish now it didn't happen.
Oh, look, yeah, we put a lot into that first half. We wanted to start fast. They know they come flying out up here, and we wanted to match that, and I felt like we did, and, you know, they probably... Yeah, you can say bomb tries, but it was great guys to scramble back there and save those tries as well and put the pressure on. So, and you know what? To their credit, they come out and they'll play in the full 80, and we, you know, they just got us on a couple of small chances there. You know, great ball by Ponga, and you know, Gags finishing off those two tries is outstanding.
Unbelievable. Up to you, boys.
Cookie Gurge just asked Cameron Munster the same question. I'm going to ask you. It's compared to the last three Origins you played with. That looked really, really fast tonight. Did it feel fast out there?
No, it was fast, mate. You know, I only had the three games before this, but it was definitely out there, probably the fastest one so far. It was pretty intense out there. It was pretty tiring end-to-end footy, and it was probably, I'm not sure what it looked like to watch, but it felt like a good game of footy.
Oh, so, yeah. Epic game.
You learn a lot from your losses, Cookie. What do you guys think you take out of that one, other than the fact that you probably got beaten by a side that played a full 80 minutes? You already mentioned that. What else do you take out of that one?
Yeah, it's a bit hard to say right now, because I felt like we put a lot into that, and you know, we did really well, especially when we were down a man as well. So you know, just those small opportunities, I guess you got to take them and finish them off, and that's what they did, and that's the difference tonight.
Cookie, Dell, mate, you played a wonderful game.
Thanks,
but what's the atmosphere like in Suncorp Stadium for our listeners? It was electric, obviously, by the start.
Oh, mate, it's deafening out there. You know, talk about, you know, you've almost got to use hand signals to sort of talk to you guys in defence to call them over. You know, you just can't hear anything out there, and especially when you're playing the ball on their trial line and both halves are calling for ball, you can't quite hear very well, so you just got to trust that they're making the right call and, you know, trust your teammate as well. So, but up here, once you run out, it's just deafening, mate.
Well, it's only 1-0. It's not over yet. We'll see you in Perth.
See you in Perth, brother.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.